I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yikes. Somebody wants to know if they're the jerk for asking for their money back after they got kicked out of the wedding.
That doesn't make any sense at all. What do you mean?
I want my money back after I got kicked out of your wedding. It says, Allie and DZ, I have friends that I met through my ex and became friends with them when I was dating my ex.
Friends of your ex, got
okay.
it. But now you're friends? Now
yeah.
you're friends.
We dated for a year and a half, and towards the end of the relationship, one of his friends that he lives with got engaged and asked if I would be a bridesmaid.
Aww.
That's so nice. I was happy for them. I said yes, and I wanted to be a part of their day. Then I broke up with my ex and decided that I still wanted to be a part of their wedding and I would be civil since I didn't hate my ex.
That's very grown of you.
So when I asked if they even still wanted me in the wedding, the bride said, why would you say that?
Obviously, of course.
But this is where it all changed, kind of. I tried to brush it off, but they started being more cold towards me.
Mm-hmm.
So we got closer to the wedding and it seemed like I was kept out of the loop on a lot of things.
Well, you made them think about how close y'all really were or weren't.
Then I asked if I could bring my new boyfriend to the wedding and they said no. There was no space left. See, now you made it awkward.
Things are getting a little awkward.
Anyway, so the wedding is this weekend and I was all prepared for it. I had my bridesmaids dress altered, shoes, etc. I went to get my nails done because I wanted them to look nice for their day.
You gotta get ready. Yeah, nails done, hair did. Yep.
2 hours after getting my nails done, as I'm getting ready to go out to dinner with my boyfriend, I get a text from the groom stating they are pulling me from the wedding.
Bro?
Because they just think it's going to be the best. He said, no hard feelings.
Hold on.
Of course, it felt like there were some hard feelings.
One or two hard feelings here. Hold on.
Not only were you telling me months after I bought everything, but you were also telling me 4 days prior to the wedding that I was kicked out.
Can I still come, though? Can I come party and bring my boyfriend now?
I was never given an explanation. Other than it summing it up to thinking it would just be too weird with my ex, despite me saying I'd be civil. And I've never wronged them at all.
See, they asked you to be in the wedding. Oh, okay. I'm listening
so
and following.
So then I asked if they were going to compensate me for the money that I had spent getting ready for the wedding, and I have yet to hear back.
I respect that question,
actually. Am I the jerk for asking for my money back after getting kicked out of the wedding?
Yikes. Hey, yo.
Honestly, I'm just upset, because now I'm out $200 for nothing after this. I don't even want to think to be friends with them. No kidding.
This is young.
They don't want to be friends with you either.
Yeah, no, these are young problems, bro. This got to be one of the first weddings of the group. You know what I mean?
They accidentally invited the new girlfriend, and then they broke up and didn't know how to disinvite her, and then it got weird.
This is a 20s wedding. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing math in my head. I'm going, oh, yeah. They 25 max.
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely max.
Is she the jerk, though, for asking for her money back? Because we all spend our own money on alterations and dress and nails. Yep. And it's messed up that they kicked her out. But I also think it was messed up she asked to bring her boyfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about. That was, like, not necessary.
But it's not like she weaseled her way into the wedding, right? They were dating. The relationship was fruitful and it crafted itself on its own.
True.
All of a sudden, things get weird after you ask, is it still okay? Because then they internalized and went, well, maybe it's not okay.
Right.
You know what? It might be a little awkward.
Time
yes.
moved on and they realized these two are not going to be friends. We're not going to be friends with her. She's dating somebody else. It's over. What are we having this now this person's going to be in all of our pictures?
So was this,
like, what are we going to do with that?
So what you're saying is you're thinking that they were keeping her into the wedding as like a pity bridesmaid?
Kind of. Because that's a thing.
A pity
bridesmaids. People ask you, it's like a pity invite to a wedding, too. I get those, too.
Come on,
they
son.
Feel bad. They're like, I guess I'll invite you because they see you out, and then they invite you.
Don't pity ask me to be in your wedding. Don't do that. I'd rather the pity invite than the pity ask to be a bridesmaid.
Don't ask me to come eat and drink. Don't ask me to be in the wedding.
Yeah.
Amanda said, well, they are definitely the jerks, but I don't think you're going to get your money back. You're not the jerk, but at the same time, you spin it, so I think you're going to be out of the cash.
I'm trying to find my way to say no, not the jerk, because I was responsible of her to go, hey, mm-hmm. I invested in this and now my investment is washed. Am I getting some money back? But jerky because of the fact that it is a wedding. Mm-hmm. So to me, I'm going, consider it an L. And consider it a friendship loss. Consider that a wedding gift and move on, girl. Ooh. So a little bit of a jerk for asking for that bread back.
There's people saying not the jerk. Ooh. On the text line. 414-533-1037. Somebody said, I would go. Oh, Ryan from Milwaukee said, I would go anyway. Make everyone feel uncomfortable, especially if there's an open bar.
Let her show up in not that bridesmaid's dress still.
Oh, now we're getting real petty. You guys, we didn't need a solution. Jerk or not the jerk. She's asking for her money back after being kicked out of a wedding this weekend.
I'm saying jerk.
You're saying jerk?
I'm saying, I know it was last second. Okay. I know you're in your feels and I know you're hurt, but I think you're acting off of that impulse. Jerk. Jerk.
Okay. All right. 414-533-1037.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The texts are all over the place between jerk and not the jerk for asking for her money back after she got kicked out of the wedding this weekend. But she met these people when her ex lived with them and they were dating. They asked her to be in the wedding. Then they broke up. Now she's dating somebody else. And they're like, we don't need you to be in the wedding.
Technically, her ex's roommates and friends first.
So awkward.
But they made their own relationship.
Let's start with Kaylee in Watertown this morning. Hi, Kaylee.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, you going jerk or not the jerk for asking for her money back 4 days before the wedding that she got kicked out of?
So, I'm going to say, I forgot.
What do you mean you forgot?
I was asking my daughter. I was like, wait, what did I tell them?
Oh, God, hold on. Okay. What the hell?
You said jerk.
You said jerk. But what do you mean you forgot? Well, you don't know what you think?
Are you that on the fence?
It's morning. It's school drop off. It's been a morning.
Okay, fair. We'll give you that. But you said jerk when we talked to you on the front end. So why did you say jerk for asking for the money back?
Okay, because I guess it doesn't really matter. The details are besides the point for me. I'm just thinking that money that was going to be gone regardless. You were planning on it to be spent, right?
Money's been spent.
But it's been spent, right? So regardless of whether you went or not, I mean, like, I don't know. I guess
you gotta know. Or is this the jerk? Jerk or not the jerk?
She's standing
I need you to make a decision.
It's not about. Jerk. Yeah, it's not about. It's not even about the emotion behind it. The money was spent. You're a jerk for even asking for it back because that money was already gone since you got kicked out. That's what. Yeah.
Thank you. She needs a translator. Yeah. Kaylee's going.
I got you, mamas. Kaylee's going. The fact that you already spent the bread, just consider it a loss.
Yeah.
Like you're now acting off of emotion, going, well, since I'm kicked out, who's gonna pay pay me back. You wouldn't have asked for the money back had they let you stand in the wedding.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Got you, Kaylee.
When you call in for this, we take so few people. You got to have an opinion, man.
Some people call and they go, I don't know.
That sets me off every time. I'm like, you got to have an opinion or get off my line.
That drop off got her.
No, no. I have my opinion.
Thank you.
I just forgot what the question was, you know?
The morning got a hold of you.
I just forgot what the question was. You're so awesome. All right, bye, Kaylee. Have a good time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watertown is out here.
She said jerk. Let's go to Chelsea and Franklin next. Hi, Chelsea.
Good morning.
All right. Do you think she's a jerk for asking for her money back for the wedding she got kicked out of this weekend?
I do not think she's a jerk.
Come on.
And I kind of have a similar situation.
Oh,
so
let's hear.
I was a bride, and 3 months before my wedding, I kicked out my maid of honor.
Your maid of honor?
Dang, why?
Yes.
Why?
There's plenty and plenty and plenty of reasons. It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
I bet.
But at the end of the day, my husband and I knew it was for the best.
Okay.
And in doing so, I gave her all of the money back for her dress that she bought.
Ah, well, I would feel bad, yeah, if somebody had bought all this stuff. Yeah.
Personally, you asked them to be in their wedding. The only reason she spent the money was your occasion.
True.
You know?
And then you kick her out last second.
And this is the other thing. She's got a point. You really have a point, Chelsea, because I have dropped out of a wedding, and I would never ask for my money back after I dropped out. But if you had asked me, and then I spent all this money, and then you kicked me out, then I might be more petitious about it and be like, hold on. You wasted my time. You wasted my money.
So is it, I guess, and she's, the question is she the jerk for asking? She's not demanding. She just said, hey, what's the compensation like? Because clearly the investment that I made ain't no longer happening.
Chelsea's saying that's their responsibility to pay her back.
And send, I mean, she literally kicked out her maid of honor and willingly gave her the money back, which is honorable,
but
super adult.
That shows who Chelsea is as a person. Mm-hmm. This is why it's a moral dilemma, because Chelsea felt like the right thing to do was give the money back. And that's who Chelsea is. As a person, and I respect that. I don't think that was wrong.
And then you kick her out. The rightful thing is to give the money back. And I hear what she's saying.
So that's why she's saying
not the jerk
for asking for your money. She's saying they should have paid it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
So anyway, why'd you kick her out of your wedding? I'm kidding. Don't answer that.
I mean, call me later. We'll discuss.
She said, girl, DM me. We'll chat.
Girl, I have questions. All right. Well, thanks for sharing today.
Appreciate you. You too. Much love. Bye.
Well, now we're split down the middle, and we have so many texts coming in. Not the jerk. Go to the reception and have the time of your life.
Girl, you are not invited to that wedding any longer.
No, somebody said, not a jerk for asking, but I hope she knows she's not getting paid back.
Mm.
Santino said, because I never get through. What's your opinion?
Well, did he say jerk or what? He's just talking trash because he couldn't get in.
He's mad. All right, let's go to Nikki in West Dallas, who actually has to be the tiebreaker today. Hi, Nikki.
Nikki, big shoes. Good morning.
Good morning. Wepa.
Which way are we going today? Is she the jerk for asking for her money back after she got kicked out of the wedding this weekend?
I'm going to go with jerk.
Okay, go on.
Because somebody on the text said, mail them the bridesmaid dress back as a wedding gift with a small claims court paperwork.
I guess you could go to small if you really want to go petitious on top.
That's funny. Okay, go on.
All right, I'm going to go with jerk because, really, how good of friends were they?
Fair.
And then when did her and the guy break up? Like, was it well before this wedding? So there's a few questions.
Well, yeah, they did, because she said that she was going out with this guy. One of his roommates got engaged. They asked her to be in it because she'd been dating him for about a year and a half.
Right.
But then they broke up shortly after. She said, do you still want me to be in it? They said, why would you say that? And then it got awkward as time went on. She started dating somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
They asked, and then they kicked her out. Does that make sense?
Agree. But But at the same time, nobody said that they were paying for any of her things to be in the wedding.
Well, that's like, that's etiquette of a wedding, though, in fairness, Nikki. True. We got to be fair.
That is etiquette.
Everybody buys their own stuff, which is why weddings drive me over the edge, because you ask people to spend like a grand to be in your wedding. It's wild.
Rarely do the bride and groom offer to pay for any of the stuff.
They don't pay for anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, they pay for the wedding,
well,
but
they pay for a bunch of stuff. But
they don't pay for your stuff.
That part.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like, in a sense, for her to ask is not a bad thing, but at the same time, she wasn't going to get anything, and she should have chucked it up, more or less.
She should have just took the L.
Yeah, just call it a day.
Take that on the chin and keep it pushing, baby girl. You're not friends with them. You're not friends with them.
And then post them on the internet. I'm kidding.
I feel that if the wedding was going to happen and she would have been there, it probably, at this point, would have been a disaster. So for her even having to ask and then they say yes and then cold shoulder her.
Yeah, no, she shouldn't go to the wedding. That's weird. No, she doesn't need the wedding.
She should have known. Yeah, she could have bowed out gracefully, too.
Cold shoulder would have been the heartbeat right there. Like, nah, it's not looking good.
Yep.
And I would have personally backed out myself.
Yep, that part.
Yeah. Got to that point.
That absolutely. Part. Yep. Got it, Nikki.
Well, thank you, Nikki. You were our tiebreaker, and it...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Comes out to Jerk! All right. Thanks for calling, Nikki. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Woosah. All right. Well, that's it. It's Jerk today.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.